Friends, we have seen a different kind of banks now. Now let us see. These are not the banks, but these are the bank-like apex bodies which supports the banking activities. These are the specialized in their areas. And the government of India has developed these institutions to support these developmental bank and commercial banks activities. Okay. These bodies are called as apex bodies. So they, even though they are functioning like banks, they are not the banks. They are not even falling into the NBFC category also. But they are the regulator in the respective field for which they are formulated. So let us consider those institutions or apex bodies. And we have formalized this chapter in such a manner that we can understand the whole gamut of these apex bodies, their role, their functions, and impact on Indian banking system, considering their names and where they are actively involved. First one is a NABARD, National Agriculture Bank for Agriculture and Development, Research and Development. Then Exim Bank, Export Import Bank of India. Then National Housing Bank, which is specialized in housing finance. SEBI, Securities and Exchange Board of India. And IRDA, that is Insurance Regulatory Development Authority of India. So these are five apex bodies, along with three important development banks. They are wholly supporting the banking, and they are not considered as a bank, but they are supporting institutions and regulatory authorities to undertake the transactions, issues, also the projects in their respective areas. RBI has set up these institutions because many times it so happens, being a regulator, sometimes it may not be possible for them to control all the areas of financial activities. So they thought of establishing certain organization, giving them the power like them, like RBI had. And finally, coming under RBI roof only. So these are apex bodies. And they have established with a specific purpose within the banking sector to promote the particular type of industry or initiative is on the priority basis. They have the authority, and their directions or directives have been adhered by all the banks and other bodies also, because they are a part of Reserve Bank of India. They assist the functioning of financial market. There are three apex bodies in India: National Bank for Agriculture and Development, that is NABARD; Export Import Bank of India, that is Exim Bank; and the National Housing Bank, that is NHB. These are the three banks. These are the three banks. And with that, to regulate the capital market, mutual fund market, and insurance market, there are two bodies. One is SEBI and another one is IRDA. SEBI regulates the capital market and mutual fund market, whereas the IRDA, that is Insurance Regulatory Development Authority, regulates or controls the insurance market in the country. So in all total, these are five apex bodies, right? Now, one by one, we will see their functions, how they are functioning, what is their product, how they are assisting the bank, and why the banks have to obey their orders. These are the important institutions for boosting the credit in the rural economy. And that was the priority of the Government of India. RBI, on behalf of the Government of India, has set up National Agriculture Bank, National Bank for Agriculture and Rural Development, in 1981 by NABARD Act. And this act was passed in the Parliament, NABARD. It was launched its operation in 1982 with initial share capital of 100 crores. Further revision was took place as far as capital is concerned. And NABARD is now 100% owned by Government of India. What is the mission statement? What is the primary objective of constituting or establishing the NABARD? The primary objective is to promote a sustainable, equitable agriculture and rural development through the participative financial and non-financial intervention, innovation, technology, institutional development for securing the prosperity is their mission statement. Okay. Then promotion and development of the agriculture, small scale industries, cottage and village industries, handicraft, rural and allied economic activities are financed or undertaken by this NABARD. It was established by merging one of the department in RBI, which is called as Agriculture Credit Department, Rural Planning and Credit Sale of Reserve Bank of India, and Agriculture Refinance and Development Corporation. So these four departments merged together, and then NABARD came into the existence. Now, NABARD is fully owned subsidiary of Reserve Bank of India. Subsidiary. Strong and efficient credit delivery to the rural sector is a primary objective. And also, delivering the credit, taking care of expansion and diverse credit needs of the agriculture and rural developments is their financial obligation. And more than 50% of the rural credit is disbursed by the cooperative banks and regional rural banks, right? So with the focus, NABARD takes the various initiative in association with the Government of India and RBI to improve the health of the cooperative bank and regional rural banks. So ultimately, indirectly, NABARD is controlling rural development banks and cooperative banks. So it is called as the Apex Financing Agency for Institution for providing the investment production and credit promote to focus initiative in rural areas. This is one of the features of the NABARD. Another feature is to build and strengthen the institution by absorptive capacity of the credit delivery system, which includes monitoring formulation rehabilitation scheme and restructuring the credit institution, giving training to the personnel of this cooperative and other regional rural banks. Rural financing activities of the institutions which are engaged in the development work, they undertakes the monitoring and evaluation of the project which are refinanced by it to promote the research in the rural banking, agriculture and rural development. NABARD functions as the regulatory authority and supervising, monitoring and guiding the cooperative banks and regional rural banks. short-term credit to the state cooperative banks, regional rural banks, and other financial institutions for a period up to 18 months for a seasonal agriculture distribution of the pesticides, etc., are provided. Another function is to provide medium-term loan to the state land development banks, state cooperative banks, and regional rural banks. Medium-term loan, right? Long-term loan also can be provided to the commercial banks, state and development banks, and state cooperative banks, and also regional rural banks. Long-term loans. Credit function of the NABARD includes the framing the policy and guidelines for the rural financial institutions, and all these institutions have to follow these policy framed by the NABARD. Another function, credit function, is to provide the credit facilities to the issuing organization. That means reimbursing to them. Once they disburse, they will be again made available that much finance. Right? Then preparation of the potential linked credit plans for all the districts which are identified as a credit potential, and monitoring the flow at the ground level of the rural credit. Development and promotional credit functions we have seen. Now we see developmental and promotional functions of NABARD. As I said, NABARD helps cooperative banks and RRBs to prepare their action plans, developmental action plans. NABARD enters into MOU, that is Memorandum of Understanding, with state government and cooperative banks, with clearly specifying their respective obligations to improve the affairs of concerned bank within the stipulated time frame. Financial assistance to cooperative and regional rural banks, whenever they are giving, they seek to establish the technical monitoring and evaluation cell. They evaluate it and provide the financial assistance to the cooperative bank for their developing and improving the management information system, MIS, computerization of operations, and development of human resources. Developmental intervention. Organization's developmental intervention through the reputed training institution like Bankers Institute of Rural Development, Lucknow, National Bank Staff College, Lucknow, and the College of Agriculture Banking, Pune. Through these institutions, they provide the support, developmental intervention support, by giving the training to these people of these institutions, and also provides the financial support to the training institutions also for the cooperative banks. NABARD also provides the support to the training institution of the cooperative banks, to the senior and middle management level executive of the commercial banks, RRBs, and cooperative banks. Institution, that is NABARD, also creates an awareness among the borrowers on ethics of repayment of organizations such as Vikas Voluntary Wahini and Farmers Club. NABARD also undertakes the supervisory work. They inspect the RRBs and the cooperative banks. Cooperative banks, that is rural cooperative banks, excluding other urban cooperative and primary cooperative banks. They also inspect the state cooperative agriculture and the rural development banks, and that is the apex body of non-credit and non-cooperative societies on the voluntary basis. Portfolio inspection, system study, management audit, annual financial appraisal, commissioned audit. Besides the off-site surveillance audit of cooperative banks and RRBs is also undertaken by NABARD. It also authorizes the state and district central cooperative banks to extend the assistance to units which are outside the cooperative sector and non-credit cooperative for certain purposes beyond the cut-off limit. Now, institutional and capacity building initiative of NABARD consists of monitoring and implementation of the development of action plan which is prepared by the bank and fulfillment of their obligation under the Memorandum of Understanding, which was executed with the respective small banks or commercial banks, provides the financial assistance to the cooperative and RRBs for establishment of the technical monitoring and evaluation cells. NABARD also arranges the organizational development intervention through the reputed training institutions that we have seen, and it provides the financial support for these trainings also. Okay, then NABARD schemes. NABARD schemes. Fostering rural prosperity under the government-sponsored scheme of NABARD. Okay, this is one of the scheme. Government of India encourages the farmers to take up the project in the select areas by giving the subsidy and subsidizing portion of the total project cost. All these projects aim at enhancing the capital investment, sustained income flow, and the employment areas of national importance. NABARD has been a proud channel partner of the government in some of the following schemes. Which are those schemes? New Agriculture Marketing Infrastructure Scheme. Then Agri-Clinic and Agri-Business Center Scheme. National Livestock Mission Entrepreneurs Development and Employment Generation Scheme. And Interest Subvention Scheme. Having learned about the NABARD, we will now move to another apex body, which is called as Exim Bank, Export Import Bank. This name indicates that it is fully involved in export and import business of the banks or of the country. This bank was established in 1982. It is a public sector financial institution created by the Act of Parliament in 1981, Export-Import Bank Act 1981, and its principal financial institution for financing and facilitating and promoting the India's foreign trade. The Exim Bank is managed by the Board of Directors, which has representative from the government, the Reserve Bank of India, Export Credit Guarantee Corporation, that is ECGC, public sector banks, and the business community. So they are all representing as a director, board of directors. Exim Bank promotes the export through a variety of programs which are tailor-made to meet the requirement of the diverse customer group, including Indian organization, overseas organization, banks, and financial institutions. It serves as a growth engine for the Indian business for a range of the product and services internationally. This includes the import of technology and export product development, export production, export marketing, pre-shipment and post-shipment, and overseas investment. Bank is a catalyst and key player in the promotion of the cross-border trade and investment. The functions of the Exim Bank includes corporate banking group. Corporate banking group. This group of Exim Bank handles varieties of the functions of the program of export-oriented units, EOUs, importers, overseas investment by the Indian companies, project finance and trade finance group is another group for undertaking a different kind of functions. This group, project finance and trade finance group, handles the entire range of the export credit services, such as supplier's credit, pre-shipment credit, buyer's credit, finance for the export project, and also the consultancy services and guarantees, forfeiting, etc. Then lines of credit that is to be provided by the Exim Bank. This lines of credit is the financing mechanism that is provided for the safe mode of non-recourse financing option to Indian exporters, especially SME, and serves as an effective market entry tool. The lines of credit group manages this mechanism of giving the lines of credit. Export service group. This group offers varieties of advisory and also the value-added information services which are aimed at the investment promotion. Another group is agribusiness group. Another group is agribusiness group of Exim Bank. This group take initiative to promote and support the agri-export. The group handles the projects and the export transactions in agriculture sectors for financing. Then SME group, small and medium entrepreneurs. To meet the specific financing requirement to this group, SME, of the export-oriented small and small medium enterprise, they handle the credit proposal of SMEs under various lending programs of the bank. Then fee-based export marketing services. In addition to that, whatever we have seen, the groups are nothing but these are the departments functioning under Exim Bank. Now income for this Exim Bank comes from fee-based export marketing services. Exim Bank offers the assistance to the Indian companies in creating the market and establishing their product in overseas market. Apart from this, there are several support and service groups which includes the research and planning, corporate finance, loan recovery, internal audit, management information services, information technology, legal and human resources management, and corporate affairs. These are also some of the departments functioning under Exim Bank, and time to time they are providing the help to the concerned people which are in international trade.